Why AI Adoption Stalls in Multilingual Content Workflows by Christine Clay. Artificial intelligence, AI, has moved quickly from experimentation to everyday use. A McKinsey & Company survey found that 78% of organizations report using AI in at least one business function, and employees across industries are increasingly incorporating AI tools into their daily workflows. But widespread use does not necessarily mean widespread integration. For many organizations managing multilingual content, the challenge is no longer whether AI works, it's operationalizing it. Pilot projects demonstrate clear potential. Yet scaling AI across real content pipelines, where terminology, consistency, and domain expertise matter, often proves far more complex. In fact, research suggests many organizations struggle to move beyond experimentation. Only about 1/3 of companies report scaling AI initiatives across multiple business functions, according to McKinsey & Company. As a result, AI adoption in multilingual workflows frequently stalls somewhere between experimentation and production. Understanding why this happens is the first step toward moving from promising pilots to systems that deliver reliable value at scale. The pilot to production gap. Many localization teams have already experimented with AI tools and seen promising results. In controlled environments, AI can significantly accelerate translation tasks, assist with terminology management, and help teams process large volumes of multilingual content more quickly. However, success in a pilot environment does not automatically translate to success in production. In real-world multilingual workflows, translation is rarely a single isolated step. Content typically moves through multiple systems, including content management platforms, translation management systems, terminology databases, and review environments. Integrating AI into multilingual workflows requires embedding it within the broader infrastructure that supports content creation, translation, review, and publication. Testing a model's output quality alone is not sufficient. This is where many organizations encounter challenges. While pilot projects often demonstrate clear value, scaling AI across operational workflows is significantly more complex. In other words, experimentation is widespread, but operationalization remains far more difficult. Scaling requires coordination across systems, terminology management, human review processes, and the broader infrastructure that supports content creation and publication. Closing this pilot to production gap is one of the central challenges organizations must solve before AI delivers consistent value in multilingual environments. In practice, this often means introducing AI through systems translators already use, keeping human review central to the workflow, and ensuring terminology and translation memory remain foundational resources. Integration challenges. Even when AI performs well in testing environments, integrating it into existing localization infrastructure can be significantly more difficult. Most multilingual content workflows already rely on a complex ecosystem of tools. Content may originate in a content management system, move through a translation management system, draw from terminology databases and translation memory, and pass through multiple layers of review before publication. Each step plays a role in maintaining consistency, quality, and traceability across languages. When AI tools operate outside this ecosystem, they often introduce friction rather than efficiency. Translators may need to move content between systems manually, terminology resources may not be applied consistently, and edits during human review may not feed back into the system in a structured way. This integration gap is one of the most commonly cited barriers to scaling AI across enterprise environments. Teams often encounter compatibility issues, added complexity, and disruption to established workflows, highlighting the operational challenge of embedding AI into existing infrastructure. For localization teams responsible for multilingual delivery, integration is not simply a technical detail. It determines whether AI becomes a practical part of the workflow or remains an isolated experiment. When AI operates within the systems translators already rely on, terminology resources, translation memory, and human review processes can reinforce each other. When it operates outside those systems, the burden of maintaining consistency and quality often falls back on the translators themselves. Successful adoption, therefore, depends less on the model's capabilities and more on how well AI fits into existing multilingual content workflows. Organizations increasingly prioritize AI solutions that integrate directly with the tools translators already use, such as MemoQ and Trados. The most seamless platforms are designed to operate within these environments, allowing teams to introduce AI capabilities without disrupting established terminology resources and human review processes. Trust, quality, and human oversight. Even when AI tools can accelerate parts of the translation process, quality and trust remain central concerns in multilingual environments. Unlike many other enterprise workflows, translation requires careful attention to terminology, context, and domain expertise. A slight shift in wording can change meaning, introduce ambiguity, or create inconsistencies across languages. For localization teams responsible for maintaining these standards, evaluating the reliability of AI-generated output is not optional. It is a core part of the job. These concerns are not unique to multilingual workflows. Research from IBM found that 45% of organizations cite data accuracy and bias as key challenges in adopting AI at scale. For teams managing multilingual content, those concerns can be amplified by the added complexity of language variation, specialized terminology, and regulatory or brand requirements. In multilingual workflows, localization teams often play a critical role in determining where AI can be safely introduced into the workflow and where human expertise must remain central. Translators review output for terminology alignment, identify contextual errors, and ensure that meaning is preserved across languages. When human expertise and AI work together in this way, automation becomes far more reliable. Their feedback helps identify patterns in model behavior and highlights areas where automation may require additional safeguards. Rather than slowing adoption, this scrutiny often helps organizations deploy AI more effectively. When localization teams evaluate quality, enforce terminology standards, and design review processes around AI output, they help ensure that automation strengthens the workflow rather than undermining it. As a result, trust in multilingual AI systems is rarely built through automation alone. It requires a combination of technology and the expertise of the professionals responsible for maintaining linguistic quality. Ultimately, this often comes down to how AI is implemented within the broader workflow. Is your AI translation workflow ready for production? Before scaling AI across multilingual workflows, organizations should ask a few practical questions. Is AI integrated directly into your computer-assisted translation or translation management system environment? Are terminology resources and translation memory applied automatically? Is there a structured human review layer built into the workflow? Do human edits feed back into the system to improve future outputs? If the answer to these questions is unclear, the challenge may not be the AI itself, but how it fits into the broader multilingual content pipeline. As AI adoption continues to expand, the challenge for many organizations is no longer whether the technology works. It is how to operationalize it within the complex workflows that support multilingual content. Moving from pilot projects to production depends on how AI is embedded within existing translation workflows, integration with translation environments, structured human oversight, and the continued use of translation memory and terminology databases all play a role in ensuring AI output remains accurate, consistent, and aligned with previously approved translations. This article was written by Christine Clay. She is a senior content marketer at Alexa Translations focused on AI and multilingual workflows. She writes about how AI fits into real translation environments while maintaining the human expertise required for accuracy, consistency, and trust. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, issue 251, April 2026.